Slacker and Steve on demand.
Well, there's a story about long lost words that need to come. Are these real or is somebody? These are made up, right?
The long lost. What do you mean?
There's this Mental Floss compiled a list of holiday related vocabulary words that have been retired. Like people don't use these words anymore, but they were at one point.
Oh.
I mean, you know how like we go through in language. I like the first thing that came to my mind is going to date me. But remember how gnarly was a thing we just said?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's so gnarly.
Then they added it to the dictionary.
Yeah, it was just became a thing that like had a multiple and then it just kind of fades away. Now we don't say that anymore. It's okay. Like, oh, she's so fetch or whatever. These are like holiday related words that have kind of gone by the wayside. But these guys are saying maybe we should bring them back. And I'm reading this list and it feels like we're being duped. Like these couldn't have ever actually been words that people said.
Because these are so old, you haven't even heard these.
I've not heard, and I'm going to tell you, I don't think I know how to.
But these were common words way back.
According to Mental Floss. I mean, okay. If you want to believe that, I don't even know how to. Ninguid?
What?
N-I-N-G-U-I-D. It's not my favorite one of the list.
I thought you just made that sound.
I know, right? Ninguid.
Ninguid.
It means the landscape that's snow covered. So it's like,
oh, look at the Ninguid. No, that's wrong.
No, I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
I spent the day on a Ninguid.
The Ninguid exteriors of the house will have you. I don't know.
I got nothing. I've never heard that either.
Crump.
Crump.
It's the sound your feet make when it's crunching on partially frozen snow.
Oh, I thought it was crunching, but now there's a word. It's crumping.
I like crump. I like that.
To crump?
I mean, because it is a very distinct sound.
So what were you doing today? I was crumping. No, it doesn't make sense. That's right.
I think my favorite part is you, like, we've now discovered a game that we're playing with this. I give the word in the definition. You use it in a sentence.
Not very well.
It's next up, Yule shard.
I got to know what a Yule shard is.
A Yule shard is someone who leaves a lot of work still to be done on Christmas Eve.
Oh, like a holiday procrastinator, yes, or something. It's a Yule. You're such a Yule shard. Quit Yule sharding. Just get it done. Because
the sharding part, when you, yeah, it sounds like something else.
It does. It
sounds like you had too much eggnog and you got some IBS issues. Is Yule sharding in the other room?
I sharded.
Next up. Oh, by the way, oh, God.
What?
I don't want to.
What happened?
Never mind. What you just said reminded me of this poll that was on the internet.
Okay.
I'm going to ruin this whole thing with a huge tangent. You know how every once in a while there's this question on the internet where it's like, would you do this for that? So it was, we will pay you $1,000 a day or a week. I can't remember. Maybe it was a day. It was like a great deal of money. But every day you would have a 50-50 chance of Yule sharding yourself.
Would you take the cash? Wow.
It's not 100%. I mean, $1,000 and have to deal with that every day would be awful.
Yes. But
would you take it on a 50-50?
Dang. I have no control.
You just don't. And I'd have to know how bad is it.
Yes, thank you. Is it
a full on like
right
6 month old baby blowout?
Okay,
or is it
just the part?
Where you're like, oh God, I don't even want to look.
How about you? Where are you at?
I take the money. I'm a capitalist.
You're a capitalist. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, I'd also want to know: am I allowed to wear diapers? Like, am I allowed to defend myself against Yule sharding?
Stick up for yourself, buddy.
All right, back to our words that need to come back. This is the main one I want to do. I don't even know if we're going to get to the rest of them, but here we go. Yule hole.
There's no way that's
according to Mental Floss, it used to be the hole you drill in your own belt when you've eaten too much and you're in between two holes. So you have to like let your belt out a notch during a huge holiday festive meal.
And that's the Yule hole.
Yes.
I just like saying Yule hole.
I do too. Don't go Yule sharding out of your Yule hole. Have you ever heard of doniferous?
Doniferous. Mm-hmm. I like the sound of the word. Uh-uh.
If you're doniferous, then you're carrying a present.
Why can't I just be... Oh, so...
I don't...
Were you doniferousing today? Does that even make sense? I don't even
know. You know what you try to do when you put them in a sentence? You always try to do it ing. What does that mean?
Oh, I like, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you couldn't just say Yule shard. You had to say Yule sharding. Like you're just
Yule holing.
You're Yule holing me. Stop Yule holing me. I'm going to Yule shard. Let's see. Qualtog.
Qualtog. Qualtog.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Remember old engineer who used to think he could speak Klingon?
That's right.
Kaplok! He'd come in and you're like, what? It's like, that means success! And like, yeah, in nerd language.
Qualtog.
Qualtog is the first person you see or the first to enter your house on Christmas or New Year's morning. So it's like, Qualtog!
Really? Why?
I don't know.
Come on in, Qualtog.
Yes. Apollosticism.
More Klingon? I don't know what
Apollosticism.
What is this?
It's from the Greek word to enjoy.
What? Why'd you say enjoy? Oh my God, I hate these words.
Okay, a couple more and we're done. Scurry frunge.
That's my new safe word. Scurry frunge.
I'm sorry. There's one too many R's in there. It's Scurry funge.
Scurry funge. Even better.
I said frunge the first time.
I like it.
It's an 18th century word that has meanings of to lash or to scour.
I'm going to scurry funge the world for that perfect gift. Why'd you say scour then? Why did I say scurry funge?
Because you have to admit,
you're right.
It's one of my favorite things.
Scurry funge.
Like you're going to walk into Target tonight and you'll be like, I've been scurry funging all over town. You're my last hope. Can I use the radio station for my own good real fast because of scurry funge? Oh my God. My daughter threw away her red tank top.
Okay.
That she needs for a dance recital tomorrow. Uh-oh. I need a red tank top, like, right now.
We need scurry funges.
I need you to scurry funge. I've gone to Target. I've gone to Children's Place.
Oh, they don't have red?
It's winter. Nobody has tank tops.
You wear them underneath winter's clothes.
Wouldn't you think? But they have white and black tank tops. Oh, I'm talking like a wife beater kind of tank. I know that's politically incorrect.
Right.
But I need people to scurry funge and tell me, just text where there's a red, like, 8 to 10 sized.
Oh,
eight to 10 size because she needs it for a dance recital tomorrow.
All right, scurry fungers.
Scurry funge. The last one is crapulence.
I don't know if I want to know what crapulence.
Let's just leave that one. It's after a night of Yule sharding.
The Yule.
Yes. Slacker and Steve.